Welcome, everyone. We are here for our call called How the Pros Use Tech to Lose Weight. If you only knew behind the scenes what's happening, you would kind of find it ironic that we're leading this call. I am Coach Dina, one of your coaches here in NoBS. I will work with members one-on-one who have decided they want to work privately with a coach. I think Coach Heather is here. If not, Coach Betsy can be in the chat today. They'll be typing in all caps so you can see them. She can post a link to the private coaching in the chat for you to check out if you are interested. Today, we'll be sharing some of the apps and tech that we use to make weight loss easy, doable, and fun. Yes, I said we, because it's a panel call and we have the amazing coaches, Heather, Coach Betsy, and Coach Mish with us today. Diet culture conditions all of us to think that weight loss is hard. They low-level signal that it's not fun. I always joke that, you know, that one diet that we all know convinced me that the way to lose weight is to eat that plastic cheese when there is brie in the world, when there is aged cheddar in the world. I'm still salty at them for that. But weight loss does not have to be hard. So yes, what we're here to talk about today is how we can make weight loss easy, fun, doable. So let's take a moment to talk about why we would want to make it easy, fun, and doable. Do you know why you're losing weight? You're transitioning, right, from a person who worries about their weight, about their health. For me, it was like about my wardrobe, about my self-worth, to a person, future you, right, who does not. So whether you know it or not, you're here, no BS, to curate the life that you want. So all of these tools and shortcuts that we're about to share with you, there so you can find out what you want to do. No BS is not like a job. It's not something that you do. It's you living the life that you want to live. We'll be sharing these time-saving tools with you today so that you can make space, right, to find out who you are becoming, so that you have time to like dream a little, right? Like, what does future me look like? To give you time to try things, to, you know, to curate the life that you want. If you don't know what that one day future you looks like, it's okay. We're taking this step by step and we're going to get our habits unlocked so that you have time to try some of these new things. Try that exercise class that you've been wanting to take, or join that meetup, or find out about that hobby, or just have time to consider, like, what do I like to do? What do I want my life to look like? So step one, let's find out what these amazing coaches do to make their life a little bit easier, fun, doable today. So let me promote Coach Mish and Coach Betsy up on screen. Hi, guys.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Okay, there I am.
How are you all doing?
I just think it's hilarious that we're, you know, having some tech issues on the tech call, but I was thinking about it. And by the way, I got to be on my phone for some reason. So Mish, you're doing awesome in the chat. So keep going in the chat. Right. But like, I was thinking about it as you were talking, Dina, and it's like, all of this tech stuff is amazing, but like it, when it doesn't work, that is not an excuse to like, not show up like a motherfucking no BS woman, right? You make it work. You pivot like a motherfucker.
And look at us.
That's exactly what we're doing this morning or today. So
look at us. Yeah. I'm so proud of us.
Hi, there's Heather. Heather.
If you all only knew.
Oh, wait, you're muted, Heather. There you are.
This is very meta. Gosh. Yeah,
it is, right? Let's talk about tech. Yeah, because we are the tech pros.
I think we've all gotten a lot better at tech since COVID. I mean, I think everybody, like, we just sort of roll with things so much more. Remember when we first, with COVID, like, we would have a heart attack when something went wrong. And now we just kind of, we tend to roll with it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's always good to remind everybody to, like, just take a deep breath and do what you can.
Yeah. I love it. So let's introduce ourselves. I mean, I did my thing. So let's go through. I would love to hear from Betsy, Heather, and Mish. And if we can get this call rolling when you introduce yourself and tell everybody what you do here in NoBS, give us one of your favorite apps. Like, let's get to it. So hello, Coach Betsy.
Hello. Well, right now, my favorite app is the phone, because that's how I'm able to, it's not an app, I know, but it's like I'm able to actually be here.
That's tech.
Because my computer is just, you know, it's just been a little grumpy this morning. But I'm Coach Betsy. I have been around forever, and I'm just happy to be here. I love being on these panel calls and working with all the coaches. And I've always been kind pretty low tech, in the past, I've been pretty low tech with my stuff with NoBS. I finally got rid of most of it, but I had all the paper from all the planners and all that kind of stuff. But a few years ago, I decided to become a digital diva. And I want to tell you all, I was actually talking to one of my private clients this morning. We were talking about the amazing digital divas subgroup in Facebook. That is amazing. But y'all can go down rabbit holes real quick, right? With all of the technology that's available with all the planners and stuff. So you gotta be careful, because I mean, I got real overwhelmed real quick with you know, trying to find the perfect planner and all that kind of stuff. And so keep it simple with all the digital diva stuff first. So I have got my handy dandy iPad here. And so my favorite app that I just want to talk about is GoodNotes, which is what a lot of us use for doing our plans every day. So I do my plan and my assessment, my discovery worksheets, any worksheets from any of the courses. I use the GoodNotes app on my iPad, and I have my little, I don't have an Apple pencil. I have like a Logitech pencil that I use, which is like a little bit cheaper, not much cheaper, but it's a little bit cheaper than the Apple pencil. And that's what I use to write into my iPad. And so that's really the biggest GoodNotes doesn't work on your phone, right, y'all? Somebody just asked.
Well, it does, but it doesn't work very well.
Yeah. Doesn't work very well. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a one-time purchase. Yeah.
And you can type in your notes, so you can't, you know, use the pen on your phone, I don't believe, but it does technically work. But like Heather says, it's not like the funnest. Coach Mish, hello.
Hello, everybody. And I am from the dark side of Android phones. So I also work on a PC, so I know nothing about any of this Mac stuff. And for me, what I really love about working with an Android phone is because you can really configure your screens to look any way you want. So you're not just the little icons that I think you guys have. So you can make lots of big widgets. And so the one, I have a whole page that I've configured. So a screen, like I have my home screen, and then the first screen to the right is my Mish screen. And on it, I have links to, you know, the NoBS website, of course, but I use Google Keep. So that's, you guys all can probably have access, but what's nice within Android is you can make widgets of it and just have certain pinned notes. And so I have mine, that's where I'm a paper gal. So I make my plan on paper. And then within Google Keep, I take a picture of it. And that's the first thing on my widget is my 24-hour plan. So I don't know if you can see a little picture of it here. And then the next one down, I just keep another one of pinned, like my reasons why I'm losing another 10 pounds. And, you know, I have like different ones. The one that's at top are just says thoughts. And it just says, how do I make moving towards my goal easier today? Not how did I get here? And so those are just, when I hear something from a call, I'll just grab it, drop it on Google Keep, and then it's just on my screen to remind me. And then I have links to some of the other apps that I think the other coaches will be talking about. So anybody has Android questions, come to me.
Woohoo! Yeah, we are represented at all. Hello, Coach Heather.
Hi, I'm also a coach with No BS. I've been here a little over 2 years. I mainly work with my private clients, just like all the other coaches you see here. And you'll see me in Facebook, especially the 55 plus group, and S coaches as well. So my favorite app, it's going to sound like a plug, but I'm seriously that in love with this app. It's my journaling app. It's called Day One. It's sadly, I think, just an Apple compatible app, but the Day One journaling app, I made some notes. Let me see if I can read this to you. It's kind of cool because you can either get an audio clip when you speak your words in, it will take an audio clip so you can actually hear your own voice.
We lost her.
It's okay. She'll
I saw
be back.
Her screen froze.
She'll be back. A couple of apps that we use a lot in the membership are Marco Polo and Happy Scale. Those are, you know, apps that are very familiar to the membership. Marco Polo is a video sharing app. So you use video instead of text. And so it's so nice because you get to hear the person speak, and it's great for accountability partners or groups to keep in touch. It's a fun app. We will have all the links to the apps that we mentioned here in the call today. And then the other one is Happy Scale. Like we use, a lot of the members use, it's called Happy Scale. It's just a tracking app where you track your weight. So every week I use it for my weekly weigh-in, and it has a lot of cool features that shows you trends, and it stores your weight, and that's a great tool. But I just wanted to mention those. They're very talked about, but I would love to hear more about, you know, the ones that aren't so familiar. So Heather, please tell us about continue telling us about your journaling app.
Yeah, I'm still having some continued issues. So if I pop in and out, my Wi-Fi is being worked on in my neighborhood. I'm sorry. So with the Day One app, you can record your voice. You can also do streaks and a calendar view. So if you want to keep track of streaks that you're working on for your habits, you can do programmable reminders in it. It can give you daily journal prompts. You can customize your templates. So you could do like a four ends right in there if you wanted to. And then like when you go in, if you wanted to track where you've been and stuff, like it'll say like, oh, you went here and you did this and you did that. And it's like kind of a great way to get a whole digital summary without you needing to put everything in with your typing or your microphone. So what I do is I wait for my husband to go inside, and then I dictate my journaling every morning. You know, I mean, we share a lot, but I don't want him around. But this way with my brain, it's just like, oh, just wait till he goes. And then I do it like for like 5 minutes at least before he comes back with the coffee. And it just is a nice way for me to, you know, get in my journaling every morning. The one that's not so known that I am loving, for those of you who like the woo, it's called the Law of Attraction Toolbox app. So for a lot of you who are working on the four ends, working on next best thoughts to think and shaping your thoughts, this toolbox thing works with what's called the Law of Attraction, but they do this cool thing in there called segment intending, which means thinking about your day in segments in the beginning of the day. And then you think, and then you get to write down, what do you want to think about that? How do you want to feel about that for like each segment of your day? And it's kind of like an offensive way to like strategize how you want your day to go. And of course, it's not a pass or fail thing, but it's just like setting that intention. And then you're like setting the lead for your day. So I'm really, and then there's like a money thing that you can like spend money, and it's it like attracts money to you and stuff. It's really cool.
They gamify it, sounds like.
Yes.
I want to check it out. And let's talk a little bit about journaling, right? Like this is a great tool that Coach Heather is talking about. And notice how she mentioned, you know, setting intention. I remember the first time when I was on my weight loss journey, when I even considered this concept of, wait, I get to decide how I'm going to feel. That's new. And then I started noticing, like, I actually am deciding, but I think I'm not deciding. So one example that I always give is, it still happens to this day. I mean, I was born and raised in Hawaii, nice and sunny. Every time there's a rainy day, what does my automatic thinking tell me? Every time it's a rainy day and I'm like, oh crap, it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a bad day. I am setting intention. And then yes, my mind will start finding evidence like, oh yeah, see, I knew it because it's rainy today. It's going to be a bad day. So like, yeah, any of you, if you want to talk about how important and how mind-blowing it is that you can set intention, I would love to hear your thoughts about that. Because yeah, journaling and you can set it. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll talk about. I mean, like even just like I was thinking leading up to this call, I was like, what apps do I use? And y'all, like on Apple, we have like a notes app, right? I mean, just, you know, that we use for a lot of lists and things like that. And I'm sure on Android, there is something that is similar to that. That's what I use for a lot of things, like to set my intention for the day. Like maybe I'm, you know, coming home from the gym and it's like, okay, what do I really want to focus on today? And I just type into that notes app. We don't even have to have a specific app for everything that we do. And so sometimes I use the notes app to just jot down some thoughts, like some shitty thoughts that I hear during the day, because that really helps me just to get aware of the stories that I'm telling myself. So that notes app is, I mean, you know, you can create different, you know, folders and all that kind of stuff, but I use that app just to document my thinking, to kind of think about thoughts that I want to think, maybe thoughts that I just am getting aware of, all of that in the notes app.
I love it. Heather, what were you going to share?
About
intention setting.
Setting your intention. Yeah, I mean, this is what the four N's is, right? And so when you get to that next best thought, that might just be like a baby thought that you're like, I don't automatically think this, but all of your next best thoughts that you come up with in your four N's every morning, you can just dictate it, just say it, just type it, and just get your brain like developing a relationship with this thought. Cause a thought that you just think over and over becomes a belief. Mm-hmm. It's just what you believe enough that it feels true.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing that, that you can do that for yourself. That another thing that I like to remind my clients is, you do the four N's and it's very easy to be like, okay, I did the four N's, bye. And then we forget our next best thought. No. We're doing all of that work so that we get very clear on what we're currently thinking, get to know what's going on in there. And then the next best thought, guess what we're supposed to do with that? We're supposed to practice that one, right? It's like we fill out the worksheet and then we like throw it away or like never see it again. But it's like, no. We did all of this work, like Coach Heather says, so that now we get to practice it. And I love that concept of that app uses your voice. Who wants to talk about the power of your own voice?
The audio feedback that you get hearing yourself say things, that's super powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've done the same thing and sending myself Marco Polos or make, you know, recording myself talking out loud. And then you go and listen to it again. And it's just like, wow, I didn't even know I said that out loud, you know, and it's, but really hearing yourself and you can see your own expressions. And because that's another one is even as I'm talking things out, I can just see the emotion come across my face and I might not have tuned into it, but I can see myself experiencing it.
Ooh, so powerful. Betsy, were you going to say?
Yeah, something? I was actually going to bring up Marco Polo, that you can have a, like a private Marco Polo place for just for yourself. You can have a one person Marco Polo group and it's just you, and you can record yourself on video, record yourself on audio. I just know that when I'm doing the audio process or the verbal processing and actually talking about things, I just have different insights than when I'm writing. They're both very, very valuable. But sometimes with the verbal and when I'm hearing myself say things, it's just, you know, it just, it's a different, I just kind of learn different things. I hear different things. And like you said, Mish, like actually seeing yourself, and seeing your facial expressions and things like that. I've actually, when I've been really upset and been crying and things like that, I'll get on Marco Polo because I want to see myself and like get more comfortable with myself, with feeling emotion. And so I actually am able to do that and see myself. So.
Wow, and that's like so powerful. That's amazing.
And it's then like do you time travel too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you can leave yourself notes, right? And then you look back. What were you going to say, Heather?
Yeah. Like, that's so interesting, Betsy, that you're like now observing yourself. Like, I'm sure like you do other clients where that's so normal when you see your clients, like just being emotional, and like, that gives you the space to like hold space for yourself and show yourself that compassion and understanding. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, it creates so much safety with myself when I'm able to like, because I mean, you know, when we cry and stuff, we're usually not looking in the mirror. We're usually not, you know, looking at ourselves, but it just creates even more kind of safety, and it like strengthens my relationship with myself when I can actually look at myself and just hold space for myself, like you said.
And it would probably create more compassion, because I think that's one thing that we lack a lot with ourselves. We know how to be very judgy, right? And be like, oh man, I messed up. I did this. But if you really listen to what you need, many times it's compassion. And I think that that would be very powerful to see, because it's like, oh, wow. I need compassion. Like I need more than just judgment and like what I did wrong. I love that. That's so cool. We have other apps to talk about. Mish, I know that you said that you use the See How You Eat app.
Yeah. So this is one that I use for tracking food. And it is like the most simple and free food kind of diary that I've found. And so it kind of is set up with, there's like six pictures, and you can preset times, like in terms of if you have a regular breakfast or snack time. Each kind of meal space square can actually be divided into two, so that like sometimes I'll have lunch and then a little while later a snack, and I can record those all. And it doesn't have any nutritional information. There's no calories flashing, even though I've told myself I can ignore those. I hear that like, oh my God, that has this many calories, or that has this much protein in it, or, you know, so for me, I really needed to let go of all of that. So this is just a picture of what I've had. And because they can be divided into half, I'll sometimes do my before and after picture, so I can kind of have a sense of servings, how much I actually ate of that serving. And then I just jot in the notes of how, you know, kind of where I was at on the hunger scale when I started and stopped. And those are the main things that I track. At different times, I have added in, you know, kind of distraction stuff when I was trying to get better about not being on my phone or not watching the news, or, you know, so I can, you can plan in different reminders that way. And so you can either set it up that it'll kind of notify you, hey, it's noon, you didn't record anything. So in case you're not tracking it, it'll give you a reminder that way. Or for me, I just leave it off. But.
And it must be so powerful versus like seeing the words of like what I ate. When you see pictures, like a visual of what I ate and how much I ate, that must be impactful too.
Absolutely. Because you can see the whole day and you can just kind of scroll through, you know, your whole calendar. And also I should mention each day you can save a PDF if you need to send it into your coach, for example.
Oh, awesome. Or share with your accountability group or partner.
Exactly.
Yeah. Betsy, don't you use an app similar to that too?
Yeah, Heather actually just put the link to it in the chat. It's called ATE, A-T-E. And I will say, though, it used to be free and now there is a cost to it. Like there's like a free trial, but then I think after that, it's like $8 a month or something like that. But it is, there may be like more features to it than what I use, but kind of like what y'all were saying, I love the visual of seeing the pictures of my food. And so it's actually kind of like creates like a timeline. And so what I like to do is I like to take a picture of my food, like before I eat it and then what's left after. And so, and you can add other notes and stuff. I just was totally focusing on the pictures, but, and I'm sure there's some, you know, there's other apps like that out there, but ATE is one. We were kind of in on, y'all remember like Corinne, like talked to the guy who like created the app way back in the day. And so we were kind of early adopters of that app.
Oh, wow.
But it does have a cost now, but you know, it really can be worth it. If it's, I mean, I know that when I like, you know, I would kind of get in the habit of taking pictures of my food. And then I wouldn't for a while, but it's like, when you know you're going to be taking a picture of your food after you're done, you pay more attention to what, how much you're eating and, you know, to your hunger and enough signals and all that kind of stuff. So it's just another tool out there.
And it's like built in accountability, right? Yeah. And then it also helps you assess like accurately, like data driven assessments.
Exactly.
So you don't have to like think about it, right? It's just right there.
No, you have like very clear photographic data
evidence
that you can go back to, if you're wanting to kind of assess, you know, your previous habits and things like that. So yeah, it can be really helpful.
And you can use that with like an accountability group or partner. I know that I did that during one of the challenges. I took a week of telling my accountability partner, I'm going to send you my 2 bites left behind this week. And if I miss, remind me. And yes, that whole concept of I'm taking a picture, I am accountable to someone, it really helps. Like it really helps because I would remember eating my lunch, setting my intention, like, okay, I'm going to have to not have to coach talk. I like catch myself. I will want to send a picture to my accountability partner. And it makes you think like, oh yeah. And you see all your thoughts populate, but it tastes so good. It's like, but you're sending it to your partner. Remember, this is what we're doing. So it's very, very helpful.
It's almost like a cue also like, okay, now it's time to be mindful. Mindful of the portion, mindful of what, like, is what I'm putting on my plate? Like, does it jive with my plan? Is this going to be an off plan-y? Is it not? Like,
makes you think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to share my screen. Let's see if this is possible. The amazing Coach Julie made this little, do you see my screen? Do you just see the video or do you see like a bunch of other stuff behind it?
Just the video.
Oh, amazing. Okay. So this is a habit tracking app that we will put in the show write up in the notes. But look at this. Like it tracks your habits. Oops. I'm trying to press. No. Hello. I'm trying to press play. Thank you, tech. Is it doing it? Okay. Yeah. See how you can do categories of your habits and then you check off. I did that on Monday, on Tuesday. And then notice how it gives you percentages too of the week, which is so fun. We all love data here in OBS. Why do we love data? Anybody want to jump in as to why data is delicious? I have thoughts. What do you all think? Why? Yeah, data is delicious because it gives you an opportunity to give you a check. It gives you an opportunity to, and this is on the screen, all of you who are listening, we are watching the app play out of how to track your habits. This here is, you can send it to your accountability partner, what you want to share with them. But data is delicious because it shows you exactly where you are. It shows you where you can level up. So look at the percentages here. It gives you, you know, like, oh, I know where I could level up. I think I'm at 34%. Definitely, I could do one more day, right? Like if I do one more day, my percentage will go up. So see how this can be so beneficial to have this type of data. And like, look how fun that is. Isn't it fun? I love pushing buttons and knowing that I want my screen to be lit up with greens. That is fun. And it's a way of gamifying and making this super doable, super fun, and something that you look forward to. Any other thoughts on data?
Is this called habit share? What is this called, Dana?
Yes, it is.
I was like, what's going on with your sleep?
Let's ask Julie. It's hers. And she was so gracious to share that. It's such a fun, you know, visual. But yeah, like you can see, because I think sometimes when we categorize, which our brains love to do, we say it was a good week or it was a bad week. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Thoughts, coaches, dear coaches?
Well, yeah, it's like if you've all ever done the deep dive data weekly worksheet, and on that worksheet that we provide, it's in the helpful worksheet section. There's a section for you to datafy your results. So it's great for troubleshooting or figuring out, like, if you lost weight that week, what is the frequency of your four basics that created that result? And an app like Habit Share, right? That's what it was called. That is an easy way for you to do a version of the deep dive discovery worksheet. You would just set it up with the four basics and anything else you want to track. And then if you do it for as many weeks that you kind of know, like, okay, I can overeat three times in a week and still have a good idea that I'm going to lose weight. But if it's more than that, I notice the data says I tend to like maintain or even gain, or for example, right? Something, everyone's different, but it helps to like neutralize the story about what your results are about and just go to the frequency of your habits instead of like judging the shit out of yourself or not even knowing how you lost weight. That's just as bad, right? When you don't even know how you were successful.
Discovery worksheets are so helpful, but something like this habit tracker, I discovered something when I was doing discovery worksheets. And one thing was when I had my little stack of discovery worksheets, I noticed that they were all on Tuesday. Like, I don't think I would have known that if I hadn't done discovery worksheets, but I can see how a tracker like this could also like highlight, like, ooh, when I look back, like I didn't do my plan. I was overeating on Tuesday nights. And then I was like, that's interesting. Why is that? So when I started thinking, I was like, I see the thought. I have weigh-in on Friday. I do good throughout the weekend. It's Tuesday night. My weigh-in is on Friday. I probably have time to make up. Like, do you see how sneaky my thoughts can be? But I don't think I would have seen that thought if I hadn't done my discovery worksheets and had seen like the date of this. So I can see how an app like this could highlight like trends, like why Saturday, why Monday, why is this happening? So it's just so interesting, you know, all of this data gathering can really be beneficial. Anybody else have any
similar? I have a thought about it because I think Marilyn was asking in the chat kind of how do you kind of integrate this with the, you know, our plan and assessment. And really the Habit Share app, you could see it as like an electronic habit tracker, right? I mean, we have the habit tracker on paper or, you know, on your screen, on your iPad or whatever. But so it's not anything different than that. But like you were saying, Dina, like it's all about figuring out what tools will be most beneficial for us. And like, I mean, we're carrying, I'm on my phone, so I can't show you my phone, but it's like, you know, we're carrying our phones around all day. We might be more likely to, you know, to fill in that data. Maybe we don't wait until the end of the week, right? Or the end of the day even to fill out our habit tracker. We're more likely to fill in some of that data during the day or something like that. It's easier, right? We're just setting things up to be as easy as possible for us. And so that's all these tools do is just, and I mean, and it, like you said, it could benefit us to like be able to kind of see that data quicker than if we were writing it out on paper, but we could also just commit to writing it out on paper, you know? So there's nothing magic about any of these apps, but they can just make things easier for us. And, but the bottom line is we got to use them, right? We got to use them. They don't, you know, they don't use themselves. So.
True. And you have to figure out what works for you, because this is a great opportunity and time to talk about all of the worksheets, all of these apps. They are not have to's. Try to see what is helpful. Even the worksheets, they're alert. There is no BS police out there. Like, did you do your plan? Did you do your habit tracker? Did you do your discovery worksheet? Like, you're not going to be checked off. Is it helpful? Yeah, we have seen that it is helpful if you make a plan. Like, it's helpful if you drink your water. It's helpful if you do the four basics. It's helpful if you use these worksheets. Do you have to? No, of course not, right? And I think we overwhelm ourselves with that have to. But take a look. Is it easier for me to remember what I ate last Tuesday if I write it down? Yeah. Yes, it is. So let me do that to make my life, you know, easier. My weight loss, simple, doable, easy. A client of mine yesterday, she was talking about the planning. And she was like, and we have been coaching about how do I make a plan? So we're brainstorming together, like, oh, can you have your planner next to you on your bedside? We tried that, you know, it wasn't sticking with all these different, can you try this worksheet? Is this easier? And she came yesterday to me and she said, Jen, I'm talking about you. And I asked her, can I share? Because this is a perfect example. She's like, yes. She noticed that she uses her Google Calendar for everything, for her work, for her. And then she was like, why don't I put my food on my Google Calendar? And she's like, now that I've done that, oh my gosh, now I'm doing my plan and it's so amazing. And it's like, yeah, you didn't, you know, like, yeah, you don't need the worksheet. You need to see how it incorporates in your life. So I thought that was just like such a great example. So don't overwhelm yourself with all of these apps and even the worksheets. Try to see how it's helpful and how you can incorporate it into your life. Coaches, what do you have to say? Yeah.
There are no shoulds, right? There are no shoulds. It's just whatever works for you. There are no rules. Yeah. And there's no BS police. Some, you know,
coming to get you.
And a tool that works amazing for one person may not work at all for someone else. And so it's like, this is where you really get to kind of figure out the way that you work best, your strengths, and like learn to kind of trust what works best for you.
Coach Heather, you had mentioned an app, body scale app.
Yes.
What's that called up?
Well, it's not necessarily the particular app based scale, you know, like where there's an app and it holds all your weigh-in data. You can use any of those, but I think those are great because let's say, for example, it's my weigh-in day and I don't have time to weigh in that morning, say, and look at my data. Cause this is what I always do. I look at my data for the week. Then I get on the scale. I take off my glasses. I literally cannot see what's on the display. And I love it that way because all I'm doing is stepping on the scale. There's no mind drama. And then when I have time and I'm in the right mindset, that's when I go into my scale data after I've done my weekly assessment. And I actually even like guess as to what I think the scale will say based on the frequency of my four basics. So I love the idea of like taking control of the process, especially if you have a lot of shitty thoughts about weighing in. Just weigh in, get the data. It's there for you when you're in a good mind space, you're relaxed, you're ready to like just look at the numbers and support yourself through weighing in rather than rushing out the door for like church, say. You get on the scale, you haven't managed your mindset and you're in a shitty mood like all morning. That's not the way that I want to run my life. So I take control of the weigh in that way.
I love that. What was that? Yeah. Yours was body scale app.
It's called InBody. A lot of doctors' offices use InBody. It's a pretty high tech machine. It'll give you like the percentage of your muscle and fat, and it's pretty accurate. They have a home version that you can buy in the house, in the home, and you hold on to this little bar, but I like it because it syncs with what my doctor's office says and then what I weigh in at home. So that for me was a worth it investment.
Julie is talking about the Renfo scale that does similar, you know, it keeps your data. Yeah. What were you going to say, Heather?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It just flew right out.
But I do love you mentioning our those of us with slight visual impairments, because I have the same thing. My scale, I don't have it set up to record it, but it gives me that pause where I know, like, and it just helps me know, like, before I put on my glasses and actually look at this, I need to be ready to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not just physically, but like mentally and emotionally. Exactly. I love it. Yes. See, here's another example of setting intention. Like, I get to decide what I'm going to think and not just like, woo, here we go on our emotional roller coaster. Mish, was there another app that you wanted to share with us?
I don't think so.
Good Notes. Do you use Good Notes?
Just Google Keep. Which is kind of, okay. Yeah.
But Mish, there's a question in the Q&A. They want to know what you use to journal on Android, or do you use paper? What do you do?
I use paper or do those Marco Polos to myself.
Okay. Do you know of any journaling app on Android?
Or maybe I don't, but I think they were saying that Day One Journal is also available on Google Play.
Oh, is it? Okay. That would be amazing. That's the other thing I wanted to say about Day One. You know, the Apple health data that a lot of our scales sync our weight to, that can all sync to your Day One journal too.
Oh, wow.
And so like, it'll just show you all that. I haven't even hooked up all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, the sky's the limit with the integrations you can use for that.
Yeah. And let's not forget, like, you know, our little Apple Watches, there's so many tools available. And, you know, just to track movement, this guy has helped me. This is a new, and again, these are not have to's, but I do know that it does help me be mindful. Anything that helps to be mindful. The Apple Watch, I did not know, like I did not know my steps and my movement, and it helps, right? Track any type of movement tracker that you might have is just data. Again, more data to compare to what you have done, what you are doing, what you could do, right? Like, you can set yourself with some goals. So again, all of these just tools. And again, the message is we're trying to streamline, we're trying to make it easy, we're trying to make it fun. Why? Not because we want to become professional no BSers. It's because we really want to curate the life that we want. Let's have time to do the stuff that we like, because no BS is not, we're not doing no BS. No BS is our life, right? So how do we make it simple? How do we make it easy? How do we make it fun? Does anybody have any other apps that we did not touch on?
Yeah, the other one I'll just jump in on is Google Fit. So kind of similar, you know, I'm I think Apple Watch even syncs with that as well, but I have an Android Wear version.
Cool.
And mm-hmm. But it also has, you can enter weights. And so kind of similar to Happy Scale, it does that trend stuff. I think it has less like reminders and goal things, but it does give a nice trend where, you know, even if your weight is fluctuating a little bit, it kind of just shows that steady downward progress.
And then good old reminders, right? Like reminders on our phone can be used for a variety of things. It's not just like a to-do list. It can be, hey, remember to set intention before you eat. Like that's something that is very easily forgotten. And you really can just set up your phone, anything that you have with you. And I say phone because what would we do without our phones? For one thing, Betsy would not be with us today. What kind of reminders do you guys set up for yourselves that you could use like some sort of app?
Well,
go ahead, Maish.
I was just going to say on my lock screen. So like if my phone is off, it's just black. It has the time. And then all it says is every decision. And that's just something to always cue myself back into. Like I'm always at a point of making that next best decision or a new, you know, just a way to kind of help me stay decision focused. So I really encourage you to put some messages to yourself on your lock screen.
How powerful. What did you say? Every decision.
Every decision.
So short and like bullet.
Yeah. Like
get it.
I love that. Yeah. There's another one that one of my clients set up Alexa, like a cued response for Alexa to walk her through allowing urges at night. So she says, like, Alexa, I'm having an urge. And then she cues Alexa, like, if I say this, then I want you to say this. And then, she sets the timer. And then, like, Alexa will check in. How's your urge going?
Oh, it's amazing. My goodness.
Yeah. So if you go in your Alexa app, it will show you how to program Alexa to do anything for you. Well, not anything, but you know what I'm saying. Like, habit stuff.
Vivian is like, OMG, me too. My mind just exploded. But yeah, it's so funny how we have so many tools, so many resources that it's like, oh yeah, I could do that with this too.
Ooh, yeah, you could remind her to tell you to make sure that the kitchen is closed every night at whatever time. Mm-hmm. Did you make your plan before you have breakfast or something like that? You know. Yeah.
People are talking about the Yap app. Are you all familiar with the Yap app? Who can speak on that? Because I am not.
Yeah, yeah. I've used it a little bit. It is where you can actually, and some of y'all in the chat may know more than me, but where you can actually record your own voice with kind of daily affirmations and things like that. So it's great for hearing your own voice. And I actually have a private client who has recorded several meditations in her own voice on when she has an urge. She is working on not snacking or only snacking when she's hungry. And so she has a specific meditation for that. She has another meditation. And this is just on her, you know, voice memos kind of app. I think it's not a fancy app. And she's also done one for dinner that she listens to before dinner so that she will stop it enough. And she's listened to it enough now. She's been doing it for several months where she actually hears her voice.
Oh.
She hears the meditation ahead of time. It's like she's almost kind of committed them to memory. And so in a good way, because now she doesn't even need to listen to it. Sometimes she just remembers what it says, and they're really short. And so that's another thing. And then I was going to say something and like, it isn't, I mean, you know, I was like, oh, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but y'all, we gotta get honest about these apps and like, working for us or not. Like recently I decided to stop using my Fitbit because I was like, I was using it against myself. And that's what we've got to watch out for, is that we can use some of these apps. We can use this data against ourselves. We know it's our thinking, right? But it just, I decided I didn't want to track my steps anymore. And like, that's okay. And I also decided that it wasn't really helping me to look at my sleep data right now. Right. Mm-hmm. And because I was making that mean a lot about me, where it's like, oh, I got this certain number of hours of sleep, so I should be tired, or I should not be tired, or all this kind of stuff. And it's like, y'all, we can just decide that we got enough sleep that to do what we needed to do for the day. And we can do that with like the most important tool we have accessible to us. And that's our brain. So
yeah,
I got to just, you know, put that out
there. No, it's true. It's true. Like, we can do that with anything. Using it against ourselves, because yes, even if you, you know, track your overeats, you will have to manage your mind. If you've had 3 overeats this week and you're like, well, F that, like, this isn't, you see how your mind can like go against you. So understand yourself, like listen to those thoughts, understand what will be helpful for you at this time and what will not. That's always a great one. Janet,
love your reasons, right? Love your reasons for using any of these apps.
Yeah.
If you are still using against yourself and you want to work on that, right, you want to change your relationship with this data, then, you know, you may choose to continue to use it and, you know, and do those 4 ends, right, and work on those next best thoughts about the data. So,
and how about we talk about camp and the excuses that we hear? This is a great opportunity to talk about that. If you all have not signed up for virtual camp, it's still available. No excuses. So if you're hearing all the little excuses pop up, what a wonderful opportunity for you to find out more about how to deal with those. Sign up for camp. Janet in the chat says that she puts a lot of affirmations, Corinneisms in her affirmations. And I was thinking, I wonder if you could like record, you know, Corinne actually on your app, and then you can like hear it again. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, you totally could. Like even in the day one journal, you just hit that microphone, you play her on another device and it'll record her voice. And then you have it right there, like maybe saved or bookmarked if that's easier for you. But like to your point, it's not always a case of more is better. And we see this all the time in the membership. Sometimes it's about giving yourself the gift of stripping it down to the most basic, simple things. The thing I see most with my clients is usually about planning, and I'm not doing it because I don't have time. And the first thing I always say, maybe we can all share if you have something different. I say, just use the food box. Like if there's a minimum thing to do, just put the food in, like forget everything else. Everything else you can do later when you assess or just skip it for the day. It doesn't matter. The main thing is to put the food down that you intend to eat. And when you're putting food down, I like to say, some of you might be different, don't put quantities down.
Oh yeah.
Just put the food itself. That's what your stomach is for. Your stomach, in the moment you make decisions around food, tells you how much and when. Right? Yeah. Like when, because we're hungry, and how much, because I'm sensing we're at enough. So don't bother with quantities, because then you're just going to feel like you're parceling out food to yourself. And that never feels great. Right?
Yes. Feels very diety. Another one that I just came to mind is, and I don't know if it's still available, Water Llama. Is that an app? Like it tracks your water. I've heard of that. Yeah. So anything, right? If you're having trouble with water and you're like, wow, why am I not getting it in? That's like a great way to gamify it. Like, and I think it like feeds a llama. I don't know. I haven't used it myself, but I think it sounds adorable because who doesn't love a llama?
That's on the See How You Eat as well. There's like 8 little glasses that you fill up along the day.
And there ain't nothing better than a check, right? Like a little like boop, a little check. You're like, yes. That little dopamine hit of like, I did it. I did that.
And you know, just to kind of piggyback on what you were saying, Heather and Betsy, about, you know, like it's some of even learning ourselves, right? And whether we're going to use this technology to distract ourselves, or I know when I first joined in the dark days before Corinne had an actual planner, And I spent so much time, oh, I'm going to try bullet journaling. I'm going to buy this other one. I was in Facebook. Everybody's put, you know, and it's just like, I distracted myself with that. I distracted myself with digital divas when I first got there. And it's like, always, that's a good signal to me of like, okay, I need to really just get down to work now.
Yeah. Did you that all hear gonna- that? Like there was not, there was a time where there was not a worksheet. Like what? Did you guys use paper and pen only to do a plan? Amazing.
Yeah. I was going to say, like if, you know, if you're not getting the results you want, right. If you're not doing the things that you know are going to work, the question you need to ask yourself is, you know, do I need to simplify something? Do I mean, what is the absolute simplest way I can get this done? And so, because again, we can, in the best of, with the best of intentions, we can complicate things to the point of not doing them. So, yeah, simplification, you know?
Yeah. So back to what you're saying with what I said about the food. So you got a minimum is to put the food down. And then that doesn't do you jack shit unless you go back over it and say, did I eat it when I was hungry? And did I stop it enough? I mean, if you don't not keeping track of that, you're not going to be able to easily know how often you overate. So those, that's like peanut butter and jelly. They have to go together on your daily plan. Those are the two minimums you got to do.
Yeah. 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 Any other like last words before we close up? First of all, I adore you all. Thank you so much for being on the call with me. When I was like first setting up the call and I'm like, OMG, oh, no one can get on here because it's the tech call. So thank you so much for joining in and thank you tech gods for allowing us to all be here together. But any last words that you'd like to share with our amazing members?
No, just try some new things. If it doesn't work, just forget it. Like uninstall it, move on with your life, right?
Yeah. Yes. Love it. Mish, you have it. Coach Mish, would you like to say anything?
No, just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach Betsy?
I think I did my last word. Just like, you know, simplify. If it's not getting done, simplify.
Yeah. 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 And mine is always and forevermore will be like, have fun. Oh my gosh, this is your life. Like have fun, make it the way that you want to make it. I do want to tell you about a call that we have every month. You may not have known. It's called Tech Help Office Hours. Typically Coach MJ and Coach Julie run that call. They alternate. They may or may not be, it could be, you know, any one of us, but it's such a great call. It is not recorded because you can just show up to the call once a month, usually at the early part of the month. You can look at your training calendar on nobswomen.com to check out what time and all the details. The next one will be July 3rd. Again, you can show up and we can help you with anything tech. And by tech, we mean how to put No BS on your cell phone screen, how to use one of the templates that we share with you all, how to put that in the Facebook group. Like this, it doesn't even have to be like super complicated. It could be something that you're just, you know, don't know how to figure out. How to log in? How do I log into the membership website? How do I join the Facebook group? Any of that, you can show up to that Tech Help Office Hours call. You can also go to the membership website, nobswomen.com. At the bottom of every page on the website is a blue circle with a question mark. That will get you directly to customer support, or you can email them at support@pnptribe.com and they will help you with anything that you need, tech related, no BS related. We're here for you. I hope you get that message. Like, we want to make your weight loss journey easy, doable, fun. Why? Because it's your life and, you know, it's worth living to the fullest. So, oh my gosh, this has been such a great call. I adore you all. I adore you all on the membership. Thank you so much for, you know, being with us today and have a great weekend. We'll see you. Bye, guys.
Bye.